I bite my teeth together, fighting the memory of my last sleepover at Melissa's. When Mom came to pick me up, David raced around Melissa's kitchen, opening doors, looking for their cellar, even when Mom kept telling him this was a trailer and trailers don't have cellars. Real friends understand, Mom had said on the ride home. But here's what I understand. Sometimes everyone gets invited except us, and it's because of David. Walking toward the van, I study the moving men. One has a blotchy face and looks all business. The younger one wears a half smile and a dirty t-shirt and jeans. T-shirt man seems friendlier. "Remember the rule," I whisper, my hand pushing David's back to hurry him. "If someone says hi, you say hi back." Down the walkway, I run through conversation possibilities in my head, but that one rule should be enough. There's only one question I need to ask. Then I can take David right to the car. "Hi," I call, reaching the corner of the fence. David flickers his fingers up and down, like he's playing a piano in the air. T-shirt man turns around. "Do you know when the family's coming?" I ask. "Is it today?" He looks to the other man in the van.
"When are the Petersons coming?"
"If someone says hi, you say hi back," David yells. "That's the rule." Both men stare past me with that familiar look. The wrinkled forehead look that means, what's wrong with this kid? I grab David's hands to stop his fingers.
"They're coming about 5 o'clock, the red-faced man says. "That's what she said."
5 o'clock! David twists under my arm. My wrist kills from being curled backward. I grip my toes in my sneakers to hide the pain. "Thanks." I pretend I can see my watch. "Wow, look at the time. Sorry, gotta go." Chasing David to the car, I hear heavy footsteps on the van's metal ramp behind me. Thunk, thunk. David covers his ears with his hands. "It's 5 o'clock. Let's go to the video store." My own hands squeeze to fists. Sometimes I wish someone would invent a pill so David'd wake up one morning without autism, like someone waking from a long coma, and he'd say, "Geez, Catherine, where have I been?" And he'd be a regular brother like Melissa has. A brother who'd give back as much as he took, who I could joke with, even fight with. Someone I could yell at and he'd yell back, and we'd keep going and going until we'd both yelled ourselves out. But there's no pill. And our quarrels fray instead of not, always ending in him crying and me sorry for hurting him over something he can't help.